And I'll read just a bit more of Proudhon. Ancient heroism and the despotism which it engendered commenced only with the first manifestation of the idea of justice, that is, with the reign of force. As soon as the strongest, in the comparison of merits, was decided to be the best, the oldest had to abandon his position, and royalty became despotic. The spontaneous, instinctive, and, so to speak, physiological origin of royalty gives it, in the beginning, a superhuman character. The nations connected it with the gods, from whom they said the first kings descended. This notion was the origin of the divine genealogies of royal families, the incarnations of gods, and the messianic fables. From it sprang the doctrine of divine right, which is still championed by a few singular characters. Royalty was at first elective, because at a time when man produced but little and possessed nothing, property was too weak to establish the principle of heredity and secure to the son the throne of his father. But as soon as fields were cleared and cities built, each function was, like everything else, appropriated, and hereditary kingships and priesthoods were the result. The principle of heredity was carried into even the most ordinary professions, a circumstance which led to class distinctions, pride of station, and abjection of the common people, and which confirms my assertion concerning the principle of patrimonial succession, that it is a method suggested by nature of filling vacancies in business and completing unfinished tasks. And I had to comment here, I was rolling along with him up to this paragraph, but here I think we should recall that it was written around 1830 or so, and with such an intentionally relaxed and open brilliance in a conversational style that seems so for us in this moment that I often forget that. And that much has been uncovered in the subsequent 170 years or so. The book we cite here that explores the archaeological evidence, V. Gordon Shields' Man Makes Himself, makes a different argument for the gradual appearance of class, one based in a phenomenon that few can deny, that when a stimulating idea swings by, human beings are gratified and generally find it seductive. Seldom turn our minds and eyes away from it. And we are over time, so we'll have to end there. I'll probably pick that up again next week, because I don't know, maybe a little too obscure. Thank you for being there, as always. And I love you, and I wish you heaven. Taking us to our outro song. Until next week, peace.
I wish you never, I wish you never.